Hey, can I talk to you about this groomsman thing? Hey, if you pick Ross, you know, he'll walk you down the aisle just fine. But if you choose me, you'll be getting some comedy.
Even so, I think I'm going to pick Ross.
Yeah, I figured you might. Because of the history, and you used to love him, and you guys have a baby.
Well, thank you for respecting my decision.
Let me tell you why you need to pick me.
Okay.
See, when I was a kid, you know, I was always left out of everything, you know, and it really made me feel insecure, you know. I was always picked last in gym, you know, even behind that big fat exchange student who didn't even know the rules to baseball. I mean, this guy would strike out and then run to third. So humiliating. I mean, you know what it feels like to be left out of things, right?
No.
No. Well, anyway, if I'm the only one left out of this wedding, I just know that all those feelings are going to come rushing back.
All right, fine, I pick you.
Yes! Make groom for Chandler.
Oh, my. No, we're going to do it my way. Because your way is stupid. All right, I got to go. I have another call, Reverend. Hello?
Well, I'm glad we had this little talk.
Yes, yeah. And thanks for all the wedding night advice. That didn't make me uncomfortable at all.
All right, so I'll see everybody tonight.
Did you guys know that there's a giant ice sculpture in the hall?
Oh, my God. What's it doing here?
Oh, I guess it got sent to the billing address as opposed to the shipping address. Oh, what a pickle.
Oh, my God. Everything's such a mess. Why is this happening to me?
How bad do you want to stick your tongue on that?
How's it going?
Good. I'm just getting some coffee, so I'm alert for the wedding.
That's what I was doing, too.
Well, you have fun tonight.
You too.
Oh, I will. Me too. Wait a minute. I know why I'm being such an ass. Why are you?
I'm not supposed to tell you.
I'm not supposed to tell you.
Did Rachel say you could be in the wedding?
Yes.
She told me that, too.
I don't believe this. I played the Emma card.
I looked into my soul. You told us both we could be in the wedding?
In my defense, you weren't supposed to tell each other.
Rachel, only one of us can do it. You have to choose. You and me together again.
Rach, knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'll tell you at the wedding.
Hey, I forgot my scarf.
Well, you know what? I can't do this. I don't know which one of you guys to pick.
Oh, you haven't picked yet? Oh, good, because I had an idea. I thought it would be fun if the third groomsman was my family dog, Chappie.
What? A dog? No, Rachel gets to choose.
Wow, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to have to go with the dog.
So what you're saying is that the chef is at the Hamilton Club, but the food is not, and the drinks are there, but the bartender is not? Are you freaking kidding me?
How's it going?
Help me.
What?
I want you to be crazy bitch again.
Really?
Please. You really want me to come back?
More than I want to get married.
Business.
Oh, God. I have missed you so much.
Okay, go get your hair and makeup done, and I'll take care of everything.
Hey, what are you guys gonna do?
About what?
The blizzard? What? I just saw in the news, it's like the worst snowstorm in 20 years. They already closed all the bridges and tunnels.
But the band and the photographer are coming all the way in from New Jersey.
I don't think they are.
Looks like you're not going to be in the wedding either. So sorry, Phoebes.
Well, the club lost its power.
Yeah, according to the news, most of the city did.
Since when do you watch the news?
For your information, since they hired a very hot weather girl.
I can't believe you guys aren't going to be able to get married today.
I know. Well, you know, it's so beautiful out there. You always wanted to get married outside. Why don't you guys just do it on the street?
What?
Well, look, it's hardly snowing anymore. I mean, you couldn't ask for a more romantic setting. This could be the simple wedding you've always wanted.
What do you think?
I think I want to get married to you today.
Aww. Me too. Monica, do you think we could do it? Affirmative. Okay, let's get these chairs out here. Gunther, hit the Christmas lights. Okay. Who left the ice sculpture on the steam grate?
Michael.
Hey, you made it. Great. Chappie. Hi. Hi. Mom, I know getting married in the street isn't something you approve of.
No, it's lovely. The lights and the snow. I could look at them forever.
I crushed a pill and put it in a drink.
Come on, sweetheart. You know, Chappie's too small to handle all this snow. Someone's going to have to walk him down the aisle.
So, technically, would this person be in the wedding?
I guess.
I'll do it.
But, no, but Chandler, hello. I mean, aren't you scared of dogs?
I'm not scared. I'll just take little Chappie and...
He can sense my fear. My throat is exposed.
Well, I guess I'm in the wedding then.
Ha ha.
He stinks.
Alert! I repeat, level one, this is not a drill. Okay, we've got a situation. The minister just called. He's snowed in. He can't make it.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey, don't worry. I'm still ordained from your wedding.
Really?
Yeah. You think I'd give up being a minister and start paying to ride the subway?
Ministers don't ride the subway for free.
I had to read the Bible pretty carefully, but yeah, we do.
Okay, if Joey does a ceremony, then we have to find someone else to walk Phoebe down the aisle.
I'll do it. Oh.
Okay, Mike and Joey, get in position. Chandler, come with me. Okay, Joey's doing the ceremony, and Chandler's giving you away.
Oh, okay. Hi, new dad.
So, you ready to do this?
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. This is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Phoebe, I'm so happy for you, honey.
Thank you. I love you. Oh, wait. No hugs, the dresses. Oh, what the hell?
Oh, come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Okay, it's 0 hour. All teams execute on my count. Let's get this bad boy on the road.
Is it okay that I want you to wear that headset in bed tonight?
I have you scheduled for nudity at 2300 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Marjorie, hit it.
Jeez, Ross, you could have showered.
It's the dog.
Groomsman, why are you just standing there? Where is your bridesmaid? We've got a broken arrow, bridesmaid down. Oh, it's me.
Ready?
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Wait.
Wow. Aren't you going to be cold?
I don't care. I'll be my something blue.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
freezing?
Nuh-uh.
Friends, family, dog. Thank you all for being here to witness this blessed event. The cold has now spread to my special place. So I'm going to do the short version of this. Phoebe and Mike are perfect for each other, and I know I speak for everyone here when I wish them a lifetime of happiness. And may they have many children who will one day avenge their family's honor. How can I not get that part, stupid Ralph Macchio? Right? Okay, who has the rings?
When I was growing up, I didn't have a normal mom and dad or a regular family like everybody else. And I always knew that something was missing. But now I'm standing here today knowing that I have everything I'm ever going to need. You are my family.
Phoebe, you are so beautiful. You're so kind, you're so generous. You're so wonderfully weird. Every day with you is an adventure. And I can't believe how lucky I am. And I can't wait to share my life with you forever.
Oh, wait, oh, I forgot. And, I love you. And you have nice eyes.
I love you too.
Joey.
Yeah.
Chappie's heart rate has slowed way down.
Okay. Phoebe, do you take this man to be your husband?
I do.
Mike, do you take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
I got married!
Could someone get me a coat? I'm freaking freezing.
Wedding.
It was, yeah. I kind of don't want it to end. Hey, you want to come in for a drink and a bite of corsage?
I'd love to, but it's 2300 hours and I'm about to have the most organized sex anyone's ever had.
Nice. Oh, hey, whatever happened to Ross?
I don't know. Maybe he hooked up with that hot girl he was talking to.
Come on, Chappie. Do your business. Make! Make!
I did not sign on for this.